Chanting in two languages. Reflection exercises 2. Music. Last month, I highlighted the importance of asking children the right questions and making sure that what they are trying to express in English is their very own thoughts and emotions. Being able to analyze facts or explain information is important, but first kids must have opportunities to connect their feelings with the language. It is so much more easier to speak about something you are interested in or passionate about. This month, we will once again try to provide those opportunities to children by asking the right questions about a music class, using another reflection exercise called Drawing to Music. This exercise will show that deeper understanding of music helps kids learn about themselves and express themselves better. Get a piece of paper and draw 6 boxes. Each box should be labeled with a different musical genre. As an example, I'll use classical, jazz, rock, reggae, country, and dance. Play a piece from each genre and ask your children to draw a picture that describes the tone or emotion that the track brings to mind. Once they are done drawing, you can ask how they felt when they listened to that music. They might use words like
excited, energetic, cheerful, calm, sad,
or
lonely.
Get them to write the word under the drawing. It's okay for them to say a Japanese word out loud. You can teach them the English word to write down. I like this exercise because you can find all sorts of music on the web and provide children the chance to discover different emotions inspired by various musical pieces. When you have a chance to do this exercise with several children together, you may find they use totally different adjectives to describe the same piece. This helps them to expand each other's vocabularies. Music can help make incredibly vivid memories of children's feelings, so the words they use to talk about that music will stay with them for a long time. On top of that, learning the words in the right context means that when they experience similar feelings, they will be able to use the right words in the right way. The next step is learning synonyms and antonyms. You will be pleasantly surprised how quickly and effectively this game can build vocabulary. Here is a sample conversation. How did you feel when you listened to this music?
Fun and merry. I wanted to dance to the music.
When do you think you'd play that piece?
My birthday party.
Which part did you like the most?
I liked the part where all the instruments stopped playing except for the drum, and it was banging loudly.